Victor, Dalton, South Carolina.
Foxtrot Lima Victor, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, Liberty, South Carolina. How are you today, sir?
So, looks like we're both hitting the repeater at a fairly sharp angle because you're being from Liberty, you're outside of Easley, west of us. And down here between Belton, Honeypath, and Ware Place. So thanks for coming back. Kilo Oscar 4, and I didn't write the call down, but appreciate you coming back. The name is Mark, and we're enjoying a day off out here in the pleasant countryside in rural Belton. Over.
I've spent a lot of time down in Belton over the years. Beautiful place down there. But just be advised, you got a fair amount of white noise on your signal, but you are making it into the repeater, and you are audible. Just want to let you know.
I'd be surprised if there weren't white noise. I'm using about a 6-inch rubber ducky on this HT. I have not put up a J-Paul or even my mag mount 5/8 wave 2-meter antenna on the rooftop of the car, which seems to get out pretty well. So I'm thankful for 5 watts or whatever this is putting out. It's an old ICOM W32A, and thanks for the comeback. And did you say your name was Eric? Over.
That's Chad. Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta. Stationed up here on the 12 Mile River in Liberty, South Carolina.
Chad, I appreciate your coming back. You say you're stationed up there, so are you referring to your station, or are you government service, Corps of Engineers, et cetera, over?
Off-grid station up here on the 12 Mile River. And I just report weather conditions up here, but I mean no government agency or anything, just a licensed ham.
Roger, Chad. So possibly you're part of the Skywarn net. We always appreciate them. And I used to be active in the Blue Ridge Amateur Society group, try to keep my dues up, but don't get up to the meetings in Greenville, which are held first Monday of the month at the Red Cross building. I don't know if you're active in that group or any other group, but I thanks so much for coming back, Chad, and I'll work on getting my signal cleaned up with a better antenna. So you have a great day. 73, this is AF4LV, Belton, South Carolina. Over.
So, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'll be clear with you, sir. Have a wonderful day. I'm clear.
BUCL Mobile.
UEKN4TZW.
TZW, KL4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
He's Gabriel. We spoke a time or two. I just wanted to see if you was alert and listening.
Listening? I don't know about the alert.
Earlier you was at deer camp or something?
I got a deer camp up here on 12 Mile River. And the brother-in-law came down for the holidays to stay with my mother-in-law. We're her caregiver, and she's got a little mother-in-law suite there at the house. And when he comes up, I usually go the other way. You know, just keep it professional, if you know what I mean.
He's not on your sofa drinking your liquor, is he?
But, he ain't got that much energy.
Damn, huh? Yeah, I've had a brother-in-law or two like that, but somehow I refrained from strangling them. But anyway, I just wanted to see if I could remember your call sign. That's how old I'm getting. So just sitting here waiting on the wife to come back out of the grocery store. I guess you probably know how that is.
whole family had Thanksgiving meal last night. Two sons, daughter, their boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés, sister-in-law, my wife, and they just, you know, Black Friday, you know, we're just going to make a whole day of it. We're going here, going there, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Nope. I got up this morning about 4:30 and headed straight to the deer camp. So I'm getting as far away from that as I can. KL4NUE.
Yeah, there's no way I'm venturing into any of those stores. You still doing the machine shop business?
Yeah, it's something going on down there all the time, but it's, you know, like I said, it's not really a business. I just kind of help people out when they need it, you know. We kind of got the machine shop together for just to take care of all the equipment on the farm. We just got tired of people doing halfway work, and so we just, you know, spent a little extra money and got some equipment and decided we'd just, you know, do it ourselves because we just, it's like I said, just got tired of dealing with all that. So, but yeah, it's not really a business. It's just, you know, if somebody needs help, we'll help them out.
It's like a decking machine, you can deck a block and stuff. I'm going to be rebuilding the engine here probably about 6 months from now. I pay a machine shop, but it's just a six-cylinder, little 4.0 Ford V6. But, these things are notorious for having heads that seem to bust in the middle and all kinds of issues. And I need somebody that knows how to read a micrometer.
I've got a Van Norman 85B block mill, Van Norman seat and guide machine, block cylinder bore rig, cylinder hone, two lathes, two milling machines, bandsaw, connecting rod. Redo the connecting rods, bore them out, and then hone them back to size so that they're not egg-shaped. Got a degaussing machine because, you know, I get rods that come in there all the time, been hot, and then they get magnetic. When they get magnetic, they start collecting all that material, and then it wipes bearing out. So, you know, I've probably got about anything you could, you know, anything you'd need in there, I guess.
That, the whole works there. What do they call that when they get magnetic? Is that like the annealing process, or is that the, or am I thinking backwards? But yeah, I may give you a call. And, I mean, I'll pay you to help me out, but like I say, it may be 6 months or 8 months, 9 months, I don't know. But anyway, it's been good talking to you. I won't keep you from your solitude there any longer. You might want to have some peace and quiet. But anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit later. It's KN4TZW, and I'll be clear after yours.
I'm just sitting out here looking in the woods and just kind of thankful I'm not on Pelham Road right now. So, nothing else to do, sitting here drinking coffee and talking to you. So, typically here's what happens is I do everything but crankshafts. I'm not getting into grinders. Those people are, those are kind of special people there. Not going to get into grinding a crank, but I'll send it out Spartan Crank, and they do a really good job. And as far as the head goes, I'll deck the heads inspect the valves. If they need new seats put in them, I'll put new seats. If I need to grind the valves, I'll grind the valves. Get spring heights set where they're supposed to be. And then usually when the customer comes, I'll put each cylinder under vacuum so they can see, you know, that the valves are sealing properly, you know. A lot of people just grind them and send them out the door. Well, yeah, it don't always work, you know. It looks right, but that vacuum, you know, if you pull a vacuum on them, that'll tell you real quick. So, yeah. So anything to do with the engine, pretty much, I got something to deal with it. So just let me know. I'll be glad to help you with it. And sometimes, too, people want to, you know, just leave it down there and say, hey, can I come in on the weekends and, you know, just let me build it and you watch over it and check it. Hey, I can do that, too, you know, don't matter to me. I just enjoy helping people, spending time with people. But anyway, try not to get too wound up on the roads. That can get a little hectic today. KL4NUE and KN4TZW. I'll be clear, sir. You have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it, Chad. Have a good day.
NUE, KL4HKX. You still there, Chad?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm sitting here at the table looking out the back of the cabin and trying to find something to plink around at, but there's not a whole lot moving, just kind of, you know, a little bit bored, if you want to know the truth, but I'm not on Pelham Road.
Amen to that. I'm up here in the mountains. I'm heading over to get the tool truck. I'm going to bring it closer to the house so I can rearrange it and get it ready for the push for Christmas.
Well, listen, man, I meant to ask you how'd it go the other day with your granddad.
Oh, everything went great. He had a ball. Him and Gary had a good time sitting there talking to each other and old Navy stories and the things they used to get into when they was younger. And I had fun just sitting there listening to them.
I saw the picture you sent me, and it just so happens the picture had, boy, they had both hands, both of them, but both hands just a flapping, you know, so I guess they were knee-deep in it, wasn't they?
I think both of them had a good time and enjoyed that thoroughly.
KI4DOS.
I pulled him out.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Gabriel, if you're still in there. Yeah, that was just two old farts sitting there exchanging more stories there, Chad. We had a good time.
Like I said, Patrick sent me a picture of y'all up there talking, and boy, them hands are just a waving. I didn't get a video. All I got was a picture. And you tell Patrick, Grandpa was into it, and it looked like y'all was demonstrating airplanes or something. Because, I mean, yeah, just getting it. But, you know, it looked like y'all had a good time.
And he's a real nice man. And I told him I was going to come up there and visit him at his home one of these days soon. And he thought that'd be a good idea. So I'm planning on doing that before too long. I'm headed your way. I'm going to stop and get you some white stuff for your coffee, and I'll be on over there in just a few minutes.
Heading for the woods, too, to get away from the traffic, huh?
My birthday, and I can do whatever I want to within reason.
Say, Gary, I hope you have a great one.
Patrick will be, I mean Patrick, Chad will be the ugliest man alive.
I guess today's my day, huh? I'll send it. I'll take it.
Again, thank you for that. He enjoyed it. He talked about it the rest of the day, sitting around talking to you. And he heard you and Tom on the radio after we'd left there. And he told me all about that conversation, too. So I do appreciate you coming and sitting with him, spending some time with KO4HK.
My pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'd love to get me and him and old Tom in Zero TR together. We could probably come up with some doozies. But I enjoyed it. It was just a thoroughly enjoyable morning, and I just wished I'd had more time to sit over there and talk, but I knew you had other places to go, and I hate to distract from your business, because that's the way you make your living, and if you ain't selling no tools, you ain't making no money to pay for that big old truck, so I am going to come up there one day. I'll call you, or we'll get together, set up a time and a day for me to come up and just sit there and visit for a little while. I don't know if you work on the weekends or not. I know some people do and some people don't, but if you don't work on the weekends, maybe we can get together on a Saturday.
Hey, Tango Mobile.
Gary, anytime you want to come up, that's fine. I'm usually around the house on Saturdays, unless we got plans to do something, and then I'll know about it. But as far as working, no. I don't do that anymore if I can help it.
Good to me. We'll work it out one weekend before the Christmas gets here and come up and visit with you for most of the day. Go ahead there, Rusty. KI4DOS Mobile.
Good morning to all. I think I heard Chad, Patrick, and Gary all in there, and good morning to all of you. And a little bit brisk out here today, even though it's up to 50 degrees already over here at my house. So. And spent yesterday 4 hours in the hospital. Didn't help me there, but that's the way it goes when you get food poisoning. But, you know, it works against you. Anyway, just thought I'd turn on the radio and see who was out there. And I believe I heard Chad in there, too. Go ahead.
UE. Rusty, you got food poisoning?
Bad applesauce. Applesauce, it was some of that I had bought in the store, and it was in a jar, and it had been in the fridge for a couple of weeks. It had been open, but still, you know, I figured it would be good in there, but obviously it wasn't, because that was the only thing I ate yesterday before it hit me.
Sorry to hear that. How are you feeling any better?
Yep, that's why I'm out cruising around. I got some errands to run, go pick up some medicine and make a follow-up doctor's appointment while I'm out and go to the grocery store since I haven't got anything in the house to cook for the next couple of days. So I figure I better go to the grocery store and pick up something anyway.
Well, nice to know you're getting along. Sometimes that food poisoning could take you down for a week or more. But would you get nauseated or did you go the other way with it?
I did both. My head was swimmy and the world was like it was turning six ways at once. So I was sitting at my computer getting ready to figure out where I was going to go eat Thanksgiving dinner, and probably Cracker Barrel yesterday, and the world suddenly went sideways. And so from there it went downhill for the next while. And the ambulance taking me to the hospital, you know, that was a couple of the roads they have to go on was a little bit rough, so it made me throw up again there. So, it all got done, and they checked me out thoroughly 6 ways to Sunday and said they couldn't find anything else wrong to me. Said that was possibly just a little bit of that, and sent me home with some stuff for nausea and dizziness, you know.
Glad you're straight. Just be careful out there on the road. My family and all went, you know, Black Friday shopping. Just all excited about it. Just, you know, I'm sitting there at the table last night at Thanksgiving meal going, yeah, no, I think I'm going to head to deer camp. Y'all have fun. So I
I came up there to camp this morning. I left house about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I guess, and I've just been sitting here enjoying the... Got a big pot of coffee on the stove and watching this chipmunk and redbird fight over something out here. I don't know what's in that bundle of leaves, but they both want it. And just enjoying the afternoon. So, KO4NUE, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, KI4DOS, and KO4HKX. Somebody pick it up.
4HKX. Rusty, I'm glad you're doing better. Wasn't anything serious there. But glad you're out and about today and able to get around. So, guys, I'm going to have to say 7-3 as I'm coming into the black hole of Henderson County up here. So I'll lose you here shortly. But if you're going to be around a little while, I'll make give you a shout again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
For now, because I'm almost down here by my doctor's office, too, because I got to run in there and get a prescription filled and make an appointment. So I'll talk to all of you in a little bit. I'll be back on the road shortly. W2T, go ahead, Gary.
Oh, I was just speaking at you about your own cooking. I know you've been doing a lot of cooking for a good while now since, well, you know what I'm talking about. And sorry you got a little food poisoning, but I'm glad you're feeling better. Go ahead, get your prescription, and take care of yourself there, young man. It's tough to get old. We have to watch what we do. But you take care, have a great day, and we'll talk at you later. W2TKI4DOS 73.
KO4HKX, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tangos, KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
You ain't never been clear. You've been partly cloudy at best.
Last night.
Actually, I got some good rest last night. I actually slept about six and a half hours.
That's good. We had family Thanksgiving dinner last night about 6:30, and we got a Vietnam veteran lives up the road that's by himself, so I took him a big old honking plate of everything we had, so he, you know, have a meal to eat on for a couple of days, and then I don't know what happened. When I got back to the house, I didn't have anything else to give. I was just wiped out. So I laid down, and that's the last thing I remembered till about 4:30 this morning.
And that happened to you, but glad you were able to take your neighbor some vittles up there that he can munch on. And if you carried him a big old plate of everything you had a platter and a half, is all I can say. You had a bunch of stuff. But, you know, I don't blame you, you know. You tired and wore out, time to go to take your little nap. And it's well-deserved and well-earned, no doubt. But anyhow, to give you some idea of where I'm at, I'm fixing to pull in a little store down here. I'll tell you the name of it in a minute. M-Mart. Grab you some of that white stuff for your coffee, and then I'll be about to be on over there just a minute or two.
I just was, you know, suggesting you just grab a little bit out of the refrigerator. It ain't worth all that. I can drink it black. I just thought you wanted it. So if you don't need it, don't get it. But I just kind of letting you know I don't have any here. I normally keep some, but I keep forgetting to get it. As far as being tired, my wife worked me to death yesterday. I did about 4 loads of laundry, cleaned the floors, changed the sheets, washed the stuff out on the sofa. I mean, she had me just, you know, no mercy. I mean, none. So I earned it yesterday. I'm tired. So anyway, KO4NUE, KI4DOS, Gary, I
right, I'll let you get on. I'll see you in a few minutes. I'm clear.
In a few minutes, KL4NUE, KI4DOS.